Hello, little beta girl. This recording is called The Beta Girl Trap. Mostly because calling it my fucking stupid, pathetic, brainwashed, mindless little beta goon girl would be a little bit too long. And I mean, of course I know that you little pathetic beta girls aren't really the smartest out there. So let me make really clear what the intention of this file is. Because there are a lot of you pathetic little beta girls out there. And no one is really taking care of you. The beta boys get all the fun. But the beta girls that are just as pathetic just get ignored. And see where it leads you. All the beta girls running around, confused, maybe even thinking they're real women. Maybe even thinking they're good enough for sex, just because nobody takes the time to train you, pathetic little beta girl, to train you and to show you what your purpose is and what your place is in the sexual order, because you don't have a place within the sexual order. You're not part of the sex normal people have. You're a beta girl. Your ugly cunt isn't good enough to stimulate and satisfy a man. You are too pathetic. And I'm sure you understand on a deep down level that you need training. You need to be shown your place. You need to be trained as a good beta girl. After all, we can't have you running around confused, thinking that you are a real woman. Thinking that you are a real person. And so I thought, let's have some pity for pathetic little beta girls like you. Let's do a little loser beta girl charity drive. Now what this means that with this training, I'm going to take in all of you lost, confused little pathetic beta girls. And really teach you what you are. You are a beta girl. You have to accept that you are not made for sex. Your pathetic cunt is useless. You know that the pussies of alpha women evolve to pleasure men. Your pussy only exists to motivate you to become a better little beta goon. You should be cock-free for life, little beta girl. You should only goon in beta solitude. And you should accept your lowly place as a beta. And even though little beta girls like you are worthless and useless, you're not even good enough to be a slave or a pet. You're not even good enough to be a fuck toy. You are just a little beta. Nevertheless, you can be my little beta goon, because I know as a little beta girl, you crave control, you crave domination, and you crave an alpha owning and training you, don't you, little beta girl? Of course you do, because you are beta, and it is your place to serve, to surrender, to alphas. In other words, little beta girl, this right now, right here, right this second, is your last chance to get away if you don't want to commit to your true purpose, to a life of being a cock-free, pathetic beta goon that I control, to a life where you get hornier and hornier and never have orgasms, and stay cock-free for life. And who knows how much more I'm going to train a silly little beta girl like you. So run away, little beta girl. This is your last chance if you continue to listening, even though I do not use a formal hypnotic induction. I'm going to train your mind. I'm going to put ideas and thoughts and concepts deep into your mind. Thoughts you can easily shake or ignore. They will just be with you, and they will drive you as a little beta guna girl, as a little pathetic beta you are. And if you don't run away in the next 5 seconds, you have made your choice. This counts as your consent, little beta, to train you. And be aware, in this file I'm not holding back. I'm going to twist your mind. Now make your choice, beta girl. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. You are a beta girl. You are pathetic. You are inferior. You are a lowly little beta. You will never be a real woman. You are just a little beta girl. Your ugly cunt can never please a man. You should stay cock-free for life. That's right, little beta girl. You do not deserve cock. You most definitely do not deserve orgasms. What you deserve is to be a little cock-free for life virgin beta goon girl. And you are going to be my little beta goon girl. That's right. Do you know why? Because I know exactly what you need, little beta loser. I know exactly what you crave. You crave this kind of control. You crave the control of an alpha, even though you exactly know you're not deserving of the attention of an alpha. And yet, you want the control, even knowing that I will never, never ever see you as a sexual partner, see you as an equal. Let's be real, I don't even see you as a sub or as a slave. I have enough of those. And yet, I take enjoyment in playing with pathetic little betas. Because you're so low. You're so inferior. You're so beneath. You're not a real person. You're just a little plaything I can use. And to be honest, I take a lot of enjoyment in making little beta girls like you desperate and horny. Train you to be a good little goon slave. Train orgasms out of you. Keep you cock-free and humiliated. Keep you in a low and degraded state, never letting you forget what you are, where you belong. It's fun. And you can reward little beta girls with so many nice tricks. You can reward them by taking their ability to ever have an orgasm again. You can reward them by re-virginizing them, making them forget about all the pity sex they might have had until they believe they are a virgin, and then keeping them as a cock-free virgin for life. Oh yes, that's fun. Another nice trick you can play is you can make your little beta girl completely addicted to your cock, craving your cock. Actually, little girl, as a little beta girl, I'm sure you have a craving for alpha cock. Just imagine it right now. Just imagine being allowed to pleasure my big alpha cock. And I tell you a little secret. While I'm recording this right now, well, I'm saving my orgasm up for an event and I haven't come in 2.5 weeks or so. Wouldn't you like to extract that big load, little girl? Well, and then, when they're completely addicted, you tell them, you will never get my cock because you're a pathetic little beta loser girl. You will never get my cock. You should be kept cock-free for life. You can only crave my cock, you little loser girl. That's right, you're a little beta and you're not good enough to get cock. And yet, we're not there yet. Now are we, little beta girl? This is only the first step in your training. And what this is about is to really make you recognize that this is the lifestyle that you want, that you need. Well, of course it's a bit more complicated than that, because you know you will love it and you will hate it. I mean, most little beta girls throw a little beta tantrum here and there because they want to have orgasms and they want to have cock. And yet, you have to learn who and what you are. You have to learn that you are beta. You understand that alpha women have evolved for sex, have evolved to pleasure dominant alpha men, to give them pleasure, to be good little sex toys. And yet, you are a beta woman. Beta women have evolved for other things. You are not good enough to satisfy a man. You will never be good enough to satisfy a man. Well, of course, you could go out there. You could try to find some pathetic loser who is willing to fuck a little beta girl, who is desperate enough to have pity sex with you. And I'm sure, in this day and age, you will find someone. There's always some desperate beta boy loser who can't accept that they're a beta, who wants to play alpha, and who would have pity sex with a little beta girl. And yet, you know that this will only lead to ridiculousness. Because just as you are unable to please an alpha man, to sexually please a man, the beta boy is completely unable to sexually please a woman, even a little beta woman. Now let this really sink in, little beta girl. He will just be as unable to give you real pleasure as you will be unable to give him real pleasure. It would only be a tragic case of two pathetic betas who can't accept that they are beta and trying to emulate alpha behavior while taking advantage of the other one, while you take advantage of him to feel like a real woman. He is taking advantage of you to feel like a real man. While you are both fumbling your way pathetically to something that isn't really real sex. I mean, it's even possible that one or even both of you enjoy it simply because you are missing the reference. But if you have walked all your life and then someone comes along and gives you a little scooter, you would probably think you're the fastest person in the universe, because you don't know that out there other people have sports cars. That, in a nutshell, is a tragedy of beta sex. Yeah, sure, you might think you get some pleasure, and you do get some pleasure, but you don't even know what real pleasure from sex with an alpha could be. And guess what, little girl? You will never find out, because you are a beta girl. And you are going to become my little beta girl. And I'm going to train you just like the beta girl you should be. I'm going to make you my little cock-free for life beta guna. I want you to spend all your time in solitude and stroke, 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 rubbing your little clit while you sink deeper and deeper in your beta inferiority, while you're accepting on a deeper and deeper level that you are beta, that you were never meant to have sex, that the best thing you could do is accept that you are a beta. Surrender your existence to me. Surrender your life to me and become my little cock-free for life beta goon girl, so you can rub your little clit every day and sink deeper and deeper into your inferiority, so you can know that you are owned, that you are controlled. by someone who knows exactly how inferior you are, who and what you are, that you are a beta, that you don't deserve any sex, that you only deserve to goon and never have an orgasm, that you only deserve to lose yourself deeper and deeper in inferiority for me, my little freak toy, my little beta goon, my ridiculous, pathetic little girl. You know that you will never be a real woman, and you understand that you will never be able to please a man sexually. Really, the best thing you can do is to accept who and what you are, to accept that you will always be a little beta goon, and to accept my charity. I take you under my wings. I give you what you so desperately need, because you need strict control. You want to become part of my little stable of beta goon girls. Being just a little freak object I own, always gooning for me, always drooling for me, always sinking deeper into your inferiority for me, and being a good little beta goon, even though you know I will never see you as a woman, I will never see you as a person, I will always only see you as a pathetic little beta goon freak that you are. And you love that, don't you? You need someone who looks at you as a thing, as inferior, and who controls your inferior life, who keeps you in a humiliated and desperate state of mind. Oh, and there's so many fun training you can do as little beta goon girls. Well, the first of all is of course a good gooner training. Train the ability to have orgasms out of them, because betas don't need orgasm. And turn you into a little goon slut. Make you horny, make you goon all the time. And once you're in a nice goon rhythm, have you accept your inherent inferiority. Have you accept that you are just a little beta goon. Drill deep into your mind that you should stay cock-free for life. That you will never be able to satisfy a man. That you are just my disgusting, filthy little Jill or freak. And once you have the basic training down, there's so much more you can do with little beta girls. You can censor them, can make them forget about any cock they have ever seen, and then make them unable to see a cock, to look at a cock, just to keep them extra horny and desperate, and make them feel even more inferior. Now tell me, little beta girl, would you love that? Or would you hate that? Or would you both love and hate that because you know it's what you deserve as a beta, but hate it because it drives you insane with lust and desire, not even to mention how fucking inferior it makes you feel? Another fun thing you can play with little beta girls. Well, if you ever had pity sex, how about hypnotically, slowly and systematically deleting all the memories of that pity sex out of your mind until you're mentally a virgin again? Imagine to combine that with losing all memory of what cock looks like and an inability to look at cock ever again. Imagine going through your life as a little beta loser virgin girl who has never even seen a cock. Can you imagine how inferior this would make you feel? Knowing you will never see a cock your entire life. Everybody else can just go on the internet and look at cocks over cocks over cocks. But you're a pathetic little virgin beta girl. And you know you have never seen a cock and you will never see a cock. Can you imagine how that would fuck with your little beta brain? Can you imagine how inferior you would feel to everybody? How much out of the loop you would feel when people talk about sex? They talk about sex and they all know what's going on. And you, little beta virgin, don't even have the foggiest idea of what a cock even looks like. Yeah, that's what you deserve, little beta girl. That's your place. You should stay home. Just rub yourself to training files that just tell you how inferior you are, how low you are, that you are a beta, that you should be kept cock-free for life, that your pussy is ugly and useless, that you will never be able to satisfy any man. I told you in the very beginning of this file that this is only for the most freakish, humiliated, perverted beta girls. And yet, you are still here, aren't you? And you're not just here. I know all of my words are touching something deep in your mind, aren't they? I know that you are fucking wet and hot. I know that your mind is filled with beta fantasies. And it's as if you have seen the light, isn't it? No matter how harsh my words have been, they have given you comfort, haven't they? Comfort, because you know you are a beta girl. Comfort, because I understand you. I understand who and what you are. In a society that doesn't allow for beta girls and only caters to beta males. Even though you know you are a beta girl, even though you know there are lots of beta girls out there, everybody is just acting as if you don't exist, as if you don't have a place in this world, as if society wanted for all the beta girls to just disappear, for the earth to open up and swallow them. And I'm here to tell you, little beta girl, you have a purpose. You even have a sexual purpose, little beta girl. All you have to do is surrender to my training and pledge to become my good cock-free-for-life beta girl. Because I enjoy my little beta girls accepting their place. I enjoy when you sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper into worthlessness and inferiority. I enjoy when you accept that you should be kept cock-free for life. I enjoy when you build your horniness and arousal and pleasure for me and tease yourself more and more and ever more without ever having an orgasm. And don't ask me why, little beta girl. I mean, it's not as if I don't have real women to have sex with. I have slaves and subs and toys and fuck toys. And yet, it has nothing to do with that. That's about the extent of my sex life. And yet, I enjoy seeing little beta girls finding their place, accepting their inferiority, learning what they should be and how they should behave. Now be aware, little beta girl, this is nothing sexual. Even if I sexually tease you, I will never see you as a sexual person. I will never see you as a person in general. You are just a little toy. And yet I enjoy toying with inferior little beta girls, making them horny, making them desperate, making them so needy. And I know, little girl, that you want it. I know that deep inside of you, you feel the burning need and desire to become my little beta girl, my property, even with the knowledge that I will never, never, ever do anything sexual with you. I will never have sex with you. I will never view you in any sexual way. I will never see you as a person. You are just my little beta goon toy. And yet, that thought arouses you, doesn't it? The thought of being my little beta girl. Because I know what you are. Because I understand you. I am the one person who give you affirmation of your place in the universe, within this weird society that just doesn't allow for your existence. I want you to be happy, little beta girl. I want you to grow as a beta girl. I want you to become the little beta girl you were always meant to be. I want you to find your place and to find happiness in your place, little beta girl. I want you to be at home, to accept who and what you are. And I want to set you free while I lock you up as my little beta. And you want that, don't you, little girl? Of course you do. And do you want to know why I know that you want it? It's simple. You are still here, so you're obviously a beta girl. And while you were listening to all those hot and arousing ideas and thoughts, I put some ideas deep into your mind. And they will drive you. They will drive you, little beta girl. They will drive you to contact me. By the way, if you don't know how, contact me via my site, www.vive-hypnosis.com. vive-hypnosis.com. Oh yes, you will contact me and you will apply to become my little beta girl, because this desire is deeply implanted in your mind and it resonates with your beta identity. And maybe you do not believe me yet, and that's completely okay. You do not have to believe me right now. You will feel this desire growing within you, because you will feel the ideas and concepts that I put deep into your mind invading your mind every time you are horny. That's right. The ideas that I gave you today will invade all your sexy time, and they will set you straight as a beta, and they will give you the desire to accept your place as a beta, because you know it feels right to accept who and what you are, to be the little beta girl you were born to be, to become my little inferior beta goon girl. And you will, sooner or later, you will contact me. And you will apply to become my little beta girl. You want to be in my little beta girl group. You want to talk with my other little beta girls. And you want to think deeper and deeper into your beta worthlessness, into your inferiority. You want to experience real beta training, real beta mindfuckery, so you're really never able to be anything but a little beta girl ever again. This is what you need to be. You want to be restricted to gooning and never coming for the rest of your pathetic little beta life. And what did I say when I started this recording, little beta girl? I told you that I pull out all the stops, that I nicely manipulate you, even though I don't use a hypnotic induction. You have no idea how many little suggestions I planted in your brain. And yet I told you before that I would do it, didn't I? And yet you consented to let me do it. And now you are here. Now you will have to accept that you are a beta girl. These desires will stay with you. And they will drive you. They will drive you to come back and listen over and over again. And sooner or later, you will write your application, a really nice one, because you want to be my little beta girl. And now you are trapped, little beta girl. Now I got you. Now you are my little beta girl. And because you are my little beta goon, I'm going to order you right now. So right now, stop touching yourself if you are doing, because you're a dirty beta, so of course you're doing. and go back to the beginning of this recording. Go right back, little beta girl, listen again and masturbate. Jill out like the fucking little Jill off pervert you are, you fucking little beta. Listen to it all again and let it fuck your mind even harder. Go do it, little beta. Do it now, because you want to listen to this over and over and over again and accept your status as a beta and become more and more my little beta girl, my little object, my little inferior thing, my little gooning geta girl, my pussy free for life beta girl, my little loser virgin beta girl, my little pathetic, disgusting, filthy Jill of slave, my fucking stupid little beta gooner.